about throwing the word around corruption and that somehow we've corrupted the process. It's, look, it's just completely untrue. I met with Cordimenta after we had received correspondence, had our statutory authorities looking at the permits, had the Parliamentary Council drafting legislation, did not show Cordimenta a draft, give them a draft in any way, talked to them about whether or not they had proponents so that I could assure the Premier and others that they were serious about selling the whole permit. And on that basis, it went to Cabinet. The legislation ended up going to Cabinet, and in the end, of course, the legislation was made public, as it has to be, in draft form before it went through both houses of Parliament. But to suggest that this is somehow a corrupt process is just disgraceful.
In what form, did you have correspondence with them that indicated your thinking on the legislation that you were going to put in front of Cabinet and Parliament?
We had correspondence in that the there was doubt with respect to the permits themselves. We had our statutory authorities look at the permits, whether they were still on foot or not. There was some doubt with respect to some of the permits based on the length of time. And we made no bones about the fact that there was legal challenges in place, that we wanted to make sure that the permits themselves were live so as to ensure that any people looking at investing in Tasmania would understand that the state permits were still on foot. And that's exactly what we did. No, we didn't talk to them about detail with respect to legislation. They had their views, as people are entitled to do. That is, that they were worried that the permits themselves were not active. And, of course, you know, in the end, we took the legislation to Parliament and it passed through both houses.
How did you know that you were giving them what they had asked for?
Well, it's not a case of giving them what they asked for. It was a general analysis of whether the permits themselves were on foot. There was a question of doubt, not about the detail of the legislation. That was for us. And we did not give them a draft of the legislation prior to it going to Cabinet or in any way subjecting their scrutiny to legislation before it was made public in the normal way. So we were very, very careful not to do this. So the point is that Geoffrey Cousins throws the word around, corruption, as if it's some... which tarnishes all of us in this process, every politician that's been involved in this, when really all we're trying to do is ensure that the project permits themselves remain intact. It's really up to Cordimenta to sell the permits as they were, not changed in any way, other than a couple of minor changes with respect to some of them, but not negotiated at all with Cordimenta.
It was about giving them what they wanted. In a correspondence to you of the 19th of September, I mean, they expressed to you quite clearly what they wanted from your office in terms of what would help them sell the pulp mill permit.
Well, it's a matter of removal of doubt, though, and we were very transparent about that. It's not about a negotiation between Cordimenta and the government on the detail of legislation. As I've indicated, we, before Christmas last year, started having our statutory authorities look at the permits to allow the government to understand whether or not there are any issues with them. And as a result of that advice, we then talked to Parliamentary Council with respect to drafting doubts removal legislation. Mr Cousins is somehow suggesting that we went cap in hand then to Cordimenta, gave them a copy before it was made public in the normal way, and got them to scrutinise it and see whether it fitted what they wanted. That is not true. It is simply not true. And to say that we were corrupt in that regard is not true either.
In our interview with Mr Cousins, and indeed last night on 7:30, he said that the issue is not, in fact, about state government environmental approvals, but is about federal government issues like outflow. He was trying to, warn off potential investors to the pulp.
No, the fact is that the EPBC Act and the pulp mill has been, and the permits associated with that have been gone right through. The Commonwealth did give approvals for outfall based on its scrutiny of the project weighed against the EPBC Act. I mean, you know, that is the Commonwealth have a role to play, but from a Tasmanian perspective, the permits around the site and other issues associated with the project coming to fruition were established under our state laws and through the appropriate statutory authorities, and we've made sure that this project will be scrutinised in the same way as every other development application or project is scrutinised in Tasmania, so as to ensure that it is at arm's length when it comes to the governments. That is, it has to follow the normal statutory processes.
Brian Green, in the fortnight since legislation passed through the lower house and indeed the upper house in Tasmania, have you received any indication from Court of Mentha that that they are any closer to finding somebody interested in developing a pulp mill in Tasmania?
Well, they told us that the process would conclude on the 31st of March, and that's exactly what we expect to happen. We've not been interfering in the process or their process at all. We removed the doubt so as to ensure that the permits are on foot. We didn't do that in a corrupt way at all. We did it after talking to the statutory authorities, talking to Parliamentary Council, then going to the Parliament of Tasmania and the Upper House of Tasmania to have that doubts removal legislation passed. Now it's over to them. We can't guarantee a mill will be built in Tasmania. We hope there will be one built in Tasmania, certainly, but we cannot guarantee it. It's Court of Mentha's process now to ensure that they advocate, I guess, as best they possibly can, because by far the best return for those people who lost money through the collapse of guns would be for those permits to be sold and for a downstream processing project to be built.